Walker County's unemployment rate held at 3% in July, according to new figures from the Georgia Department of Labor. The county had a labor force of nearly 33,000 people, with about 31,969 employed and 1,005 classified as unemployed. Northwest Georgia's unemployment rate fell to 3.1% in July. That's down 0.3 percentage points from June and well below the 3.8% rate recorded a year ago. The Georgia Department of Labor says unemployment rates declined across every regional commission in the state during the month of July. Walker County residents in the Chattanooga Creek watershed can get some financial help if their septic system is failing. The Limestone Valley Resource Conservation and Development Council has $268,000 available for repairs in parts of Rossville, Flintstone, High Point, and Lookout Mountain. The program will reimburse eligible homeowners for 60% of the repair cost. To see if you qualify, check the eligibility map at limestonevalley.org/septic-program. You can also find more information on this story on our website at discoverwalker.com. Walker County will be the first stop today for Congressman Clay Fuller's new County Connections Constituent Services Program. Fuller's staff will be at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring from 9 a.m. until noon today to help residents with federal agencies, casework, and other concerns. The program is designed to bring congressional services directly to counties without a field office. Chickamauga police are being asked to look into reports of a man making sexually inappropriate comments to women in a local neighborhood. WDEF-TV reports a neighbor says an 84-year-old woman was approached while walking home from a park and became frightened when the man made sexual remarks and continued walking with her after she asked him to leave. The neighbor says she's contacted the Chickamauga police and is urging other residents to be aware of their surroundings. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Chickamauga Police Department. Stay with us. We got more news right after this. AAA says Americans planning Labor Day getaways should expect heavy traffic and potentially higher travel costs this year. Gasoline, airfare, and hotel prices are up, and drivers could face the heaviest congestion Thursday and Friday afternoons of next week. AAA recommends leaving early, allow some extra travel time, check your tires, batteries, and fluids before you hit the road. Travelers flying should also check flight status before heading to the airport and make reservations in advance. Lafayette Rambler football is back on Georgia 93.7 tonight. The 1-0 Ramblers will host Dade County in their home opener. You can join us for the Sally McGinnis State Farm Tailgate Show, taking you up to kickoff tonight at 7:30. Other games of note: LFO at Cahulla Creek, Heritage at Ringgold. You can watch that game tonight. It'll be on My Network TV in Chattanooga. Model is at Tryon, and Ridgeland is at Gordon Lee. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.